Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruth E.C.
This half hour is presented by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruth E.C. and I am joined this morning by Amber Southard and Sergeant Peterson from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. It is beautiful. I know it's a little bit cloudier today, but this weather has been so awesome. And I'm happy to see you all together in person today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be back.
I know. It's nice to be back in the studio and to be able to carry it on Facebook Live. So if anybody has any questions or comments, you can always go to our Facebook page, leave it there. Sergeant Peterson and myself will be happy to answer. If it's something that we don't know, not quite in our wheelhouse, we'll find out for you and get back with you. Or always feel free to email us at pio@escambiaso.com. They can also call in, right, Ruthie?
That's right. Yeah, you're absolutely welcome to call, text 850-437-1620 if you have questions this morning or are just happy to see our Escambia County Sheriff's Office friends here in the studio with me this morning.
Yes, absolutely. So we're here today to talk about a topic we push quite a bit because it's so beneficial to law enforcement in general, especially across the state. There's different programs, but for us, it's the Gulf Coast Crime Stoppers, and Sergeant Peterson heads that up. So we always love talking about it and getting it out there.
That's so awesome. I love the billboards. I do see the billboards around and have heard of Crime Stoppers. Sergeant Peterson, would you mind walking us through just what the program is?
Well, Gulf Coast Crime Stoppers is a nonprofit organization, and what it is it takes in tips from, you know, unidentified tipsters. If that tip is then found to be useful to law enforcement, whether it be a location of a wanted fugitive or an ongoing criminal case, anything of that nature, then you can earn a cash reward of up to $3,000. And again, it's an anonymous program, so when they call in, they're given a tip ID number, and that is the only thing that they are required to keep, because since their name isn't given and we don't ask for it, they don't have to appear in court. That tip ID number is crucial in identifying themselves and finding if their tip panned out, and they get their reward information through that.
So that's how that works. It's almost like if this leads us to some catching of a bad guy,
right,
then there's a chance that you could get some of that reward money.
Absolutely. And, you know, it doesn't just come in. We get all kind of tips. I get narcotics tips, welfare fraud, locations, unwanted fugitives, ongoing criminal cases. And because Florida is such a big state, we have more than one agency. I get tips that are forwarded over to Pensacola Police Department, UWF, Florida Department of Agriculture, the IRS, you name it. If it's in Florida, it gets forwarded. And I do receive even out-of-state tips that get forwarded to other agencies across the nation. So
that is really very, very interesting. I hadn't thought about that, that it's not just right here you saw something in the neighborhood, but there are, you know, networks across the state that are working together.
Absolutely. We've caught fugitives in Atlanta, as far as Washington, Seattle, you name it, like literally, because people don't just stay in one place. Most of the time, if they're wanted, they move around.
So. I guess that's a good point. They're not just sitting waiting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they have a tendency to kind of want to hide and stuff, but someone always sees you. Someone always knows where somebody's at, and they are more willing to tell if they don't have to identify themselves.
Absolutely. And Crime Stoppers, we're getting some comments here. Lisa's cracking me up. Yes, Lisa, AM radio still exists. We love it here at News Radio. Thank you for listening. If it's your first time listening, you can always find them in your car and on the road, anywhere you're going. You can take them with you. But yeah, we love our partners here at News Radio. And yes, it is interesting how Crime Stoppers works. I think people don't quite understand that. And what Sergeant Peterson said is what we try to preach all the time. It is 100% anonymous. So please, 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 you're going to be assigned that number. Do not lose that number. You lose that number, you lose that tip. that possible reward you could get. So I know she preaches that anywhere we go till she's blue in the face, and it still happens, and we get it, you know, but we're just putting it out there.
Yeah.
Remember to hang on to that number.
Keep that number. And so you talked before, Sergeant Peterson, about the different types of tips that you get in. How would someone know, like, this is worth calling in?
Well, I always say it's a less than a 1 minute phone call, and you can earn up to $3,000. So any information about a deadbeat parent, and deadbeat parent, they're not criminal warrants, but they are civil commits of back child support. I mean, those rewards start at $150. And I don't know about you, but if I got extra 20 seconds, it's easy, especially if I don't have to give them my name, where I know where such and such is at, go get them, and they get picked up. Well, that's cash money. Christmas is right around the corner.
That is very true. We are rounding the corner into
it's
the
fair
holidays.
Time.
That's it, right?
That's right. And we know that does cost. So.
That's right. And the great thing about Crime Stoppers is I tell everyone, it is the first, you know, program, nonprofit, that really and truly no tax dollars are used in funding this. The rewards are collected each year by fines that are assessed when people are arrested. They're assessed a Crime Stopper fine. It's then collected throughout the year, and by our clerk of court and the Office of Attorney General then releases those funds where the county that they collected those rewards in or the fines in. Mm-hmm. And then that's essentially how the rewards are paid. So basically, criminals pay rewards for their capture. And I love that. I think it's great.
There really is an element of divine justice.
Isn't this
funded by, you know, innocent people who are paying their taxes, like you mentioned. This is the people who have violated and are paying their debt to society. And if you are helping, like you said, with the deadbeat parent, like maybe, you know, you're helping get that family back on track.
You have no idea.
You don't know.
It's very beneficial to both sides. You know, it does. It kind of forces a person who is wanted or involved in criminal activity. It does kind of force them to go ahead and face the music, so to speak. They, you know, have to be go ahead and be held accountable for their consequences. But I mean, it is what it is. It also helps the other side. Because, like I said, Christmas is right around the corner.
Right. It's an incentive. It is. Like, you know, if you see something, say something. Like you said, it's less than a 1 minute phone call. I guess we should let people know how they can get in touch.
Yeah. There's three simple ways. And I do want to mention that Crime Stoppers is not just for adults. We also advertise within our schools. It is available, the Crime Stopper app, which is the p3tips.com. Want to let everybody know that is also available on mobile devices. If you have an iOS or an Android device, it's p3tips.com. That is our software where tips are collected and stored. The second is the most common, I'll be honest with you, is the 24-hour-a-day call center, 433-STOP or 433-7867. And then we have our website. You can go directly to GulfCoastCrimeStoppers.org. Right-hand corner of that page, of course, you can click on Submit a Tip. And those are the three easiest ways. Mm-hmm. But our students can get involved. That app, the P3 app, was placed on all their Chromebooks.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So we have our very own student Crime Stoppers. So Sergeant Peterson worked really hard with the school district and got the P3 app placed on every student's Chromebook. That way, if a child sees another child with it placed on their Chromebook, they're not like, oh, well, you're snitching on us. You know, it's on everybody's. And they also get rewards as well, right, Sergeant?
Absolutely. The rewards are paid up just like an adult system. You know, it goes all the way from $50 all the way up to $1,000. And our sole goal with that is to prevent guns, weapons, drugs entering on students' campuses where they attend school. They need to stay focused and feel safe at the same time. You know, safe environment for everyone. If there is any acts of vandalism committed on school grounds, we get tips on that. And other tips too. It's basically, you're anonymous. You can tell me anything. Mm-hmm. And if they go through the P3 tip app, whether it's a student or an adult, I can comment back. They can upload pictures and video. I mean,
that's my favorite thing about the app. Let's say like you're on our Facebook page. You see we've put somebody out wanted. They've wanted for a homicide or anything. You see at the bottom that we've put Crime Stoppers is involved with it. You're at the grocery store and you're like, oh my gosh, that kind of looks like him. I think that or her, you know, that kind of looks like the person the sheriff's office put out.
Yep.
You can go into that app, try to sneak a little photo of them, maybe, you know, doing their shopping and send it through and leave it to the professionals then to confirm if it is or if they need to come out and make contact, and you can go on about your business and the law enforcement can come in and handle what they need to handle.
That's really mm-hmm. so sophisticated. Yeah. And I'm just blown away that you have gone ahead and installed this app on all the Chromebooks across the district. Like you said, mm-hmm. you know, kids aren't calling each other out saying, no. oh, you're mm-hmm. a tattletale, whatever. Like, because you have this, like, everybody has it and everybody has a responsibility to help keep each other safe.
And I think genuinely everyone wants to do that. Even the students. We, our first year putting that site on the Chromebooks, we had so many students get involved and rewards were paid. A lot of times not all the rewards get picked up. Sometimes people just do it because they want the person off the streets, and yeah. I'm good with that too. But I genuinely do believe in the program. I do believe that the reward is there. Go get it, you know. Again, it's the criminals paying you to do it. Yeah. I think that's a great way to say thank you for cleaning up your community. And we don't need them to go to court. We don't need to know yeah. who they are.
Mm. Absolutely. We're getting a couple of comments on Facebook. Just want to catch up with those. Justin, thank you so much for the shout out. Yes, we do have so many great people that work at the sheriff's office. And thank you for recognizing them and giving that shout out to Back the Blue. We appreciate your comment there. We're getting other people just asking how the app works. If you can repeat how the app works, where they can download it. They missed that part.
Yeah, if for those that have an iOS or an Android device, again, you can go into your app store. It's p3tips.com. P3Tips being the key player. You just upload it. Once it's on your phone, you will go ahead and it just really walks you through the process. You're going to get your tip number right away. First, you have to identify where you're calling or providing the tip from. That would be Escambia County, Pensacola, and then the type of information you're providing. If it's a wanted fugitive, then you're going to put check the fugitive box. And then you'll give the person's name, where they can be located. We always like to be honest with you. I always ask for a lot of details. I want to know as much about that person as possible. If they're violent, if they have guns in the home. You know, I love to give deputies or officers within the city a good heads up that there may or may not be a gun accessible. Not everybody enjoys going to jail, pretty much sure that no one does. Yeah. So we want to keep our officers and deputies out there safe and, you know, being prepared, fully prepared, not taking anything for granted.
That brings up another question that you and I frequently get asked. We always say up to $3,000,
right?
Because we can't give you an exact amount. We would like to, but the computer generates that. Let's say they get arrested and they're found with a weapon on them, or they're mm-hmm. found with drugs on them or anything like that. That ups their charges, which then through the computer program ups the amount of the award. Or, you know, takes away. It just depends.
And it really does, because one of the things that I tell people is that software is designed, even when the rewards are being calculated, is designed that I can't be biased. I plug in the charges, I check the boxes, and then the computer decides. So we've had some as low as $100, $150. But we've had some really big ones too, so.
Well, and I also have to say, you know, $100 just for helping and doing the right thing doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
To
it takes 30 seconds to pick up the phone or to get in the app. Like, it's so quick. So you're less than a minute of work, basically, and, you know, you could get $100 or more.
And the app is super simple to function. I mean, it just literally walks you through the process. We always like for people to make sure that they're putting in Escambia County and then Pensacola, because if by chance you send it to Santa Rosa Crime Stoppers, well, I have to wait for them to open that tip up, receive it, and then reroute it to me. So I always try to make sure that Gulf Coast Crime Stoppers is for Escambia County only. Mm-hmm. And so that's very important.
Yeah, it's a national program. So nationwide, people have their own Crime Stoppers program. Each county in the state of Florida has their own Crime Stoppers program if they participate with the program. So Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, they all have their own program, which are named differently. Here in Escambia County, we are Gulf Coast Crime Stoppers. So if you are putting that up, like Sergeant said, that's just going to speed up your process and finding out if your information's correct and if you're getting the reward. And she also never minds with people kind of checking in on the status of things, because you get that quite a bit too. People just kind of getting in the app and shooting her an email, or you know, the text, how it works.
Yeah, P3 Tips, that software, you can check your tip online 24 hours a day. And sometimes when they use the mobile app or they use it in the online site, I can ask them questions. It's still anonymous, but I may need a little bit more information. A lot of times people with the name of like John Smith, that's a very common name. Mm-hmm. So we may have 80 in our master name index. So I might need a date of birth. So I will ask, you know, can you give me a little bit more identifying markers so that I can verify if a warrant exists or if a report's been made listing them as a suspect?
Another thing that we come across is that people think that they can just directly email myself or the sergeant. No. You're disqualified from the reward if you do that. That's why it works for you. It's 100% anonymous. Now, if you would like to turn someone in and not expect the reward, you can always call 436-9620. That's our non-emergency dispatch line. I mean, you can always go that route. But if you're looking for that Crime Stoppers reward, you can't directly come to us. Now we know who you are. You know, now we've got something that identifies you as an email address. So we can't go that route with Crime Stoppers.
I think that's a really great point. You know, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people might think they're being responsible and they're mm-hmm. helping and they're calling that non-emergency number. But you're cutting yourself out of the deal by revealing your identity. So maybe do this first. And if for some reason you can't work it out that way.
It's also not meant for emergencies. People will, you know, think that they can contact Crime Stoppers for an emergency situation, and it's not meant for emergencies. That's why 911 is there, is for your emergency situation. So never contact, you know, Crime Stoppers for an emergency that's happening right then and there. It is for, you know, the things that you'll see in our Facebook page, the wanted for questioning or the wanted for homicide or the wanted for burglary, those kind of things where you'll see the number is associated with the post, those type of things.
And so we're talking about how this is a nationwide program. We have our localized chapter here. How long has Crime Stoppers been part of our community? Has it been around for a while?
Yeah, since I believe its inception was 1986.
Okay, so that's why with like some of us have grown up hearing Crime Stoppers,
yes.
And it's just kind of part of the everyday. But it sounds like the technology is really keeping pace. Mm-hmm. You know, being able not just to call in 24 hours, but the website, the app, there's mm-hmm. lots of ways that you can take advantage of this program.
Exactly. And again, Crime Stoppers assist law enforcement. They're not a substitute for law enforcement. So if a crime has been committed, you can't report it to Crime Stoppers because you can't bypass that initial police report. As a law enforcement officer myself, I tell people without a victim, there is no crime.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's a very good distinguishing factor, too, is that you have to have a crime in the first place mm-hmm. in order to stop it.
Well, I can't. I have no authority. And if you don't have a crime, then nothing's happened. So I have no reason to make contact with the person. I can't pursue criminal charges for something that hasn't been reported yet.
Are there any stories that you can share with us? Understanding that people are anonymous, but are there any that we could?
I think one of our biggest successes was when we used the billboards with Lamar and people called Crime Stoppers, and we were able to get the couple that was going around and committing the homicides in Santa Rosa and Escambia County a couple years ago. So just like you were talking about with technology, we were able to use the power of social media, the power of the billboards, the power of media in general, but then using that Crime Stoppers line kind of helped out with that. There's been quite a few, though. Do you have one that pops in your head?
Oh, yeah, bank robberies. We had a horrible hit and run mm-hmm. That happened within the city a couple of years ago, and that Crime Stopper tip led to the discovery of the vehicle that was driven by our suspect. Pensacola police detectives were able to go retrieve that vehicle, have the vehicle processed. It still had the DNA mm-hmm. of the suspect. They were able to locate, identify him, and luckily at the time he had an ankle monitor, so they were able to get that type of information from the ankle monitor, which led to his prosecution. So it is definitely worthwhile. It definitely assists law enforcement. And that tipster, we don't know who it is. And the great thing about it, we don't want to know. We don't need to know. At the end of the day, bad guy was caught after all the hard work that Pensacola Police put into it. Just like with our homicides, several tipsters. I have so many that have commented, given us their location. Bank robberies have been solved. Weapons on school grounds have been retrieved. I mean, it just goes on and on. My tipsters have been successful in pretty much checking all the boxes mm-hmm. of any crime out there. They show up. They show up. I can't complain.
We're very appreciative to that. And again, people might think that this is just a sheriff's office saying, no, 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 it's local law enforcement. So PPD is in our Gulf Coast Crime Stoppers as well. So it does help with their crimes as well. So the sergeant was just talking about that bank robbery, and that involved PPD.
That's really good to know, mm-hmm. too. So don't stop and check, am I in the city limits?
No.
Just go ahead.
For Crime matter. Stoppers, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. What other questions do you guys often get about this program? Is there anything that comes to mind, kind of FAQs?
Well, I think a lot of times people, just knowing that we're saying that it's 100% anonymous, a lot of times people approach me and say, are you really serious that it is anonymous? I mean, like when I go to get a reward, that's not anonymous. And I said, well, it is, because even then we've partnered with a local bank. You never have to show your ID. As a matter of fact, I did have an incident at the bank when a tipster went to collect their reward my very first year, and they produced their license and were told that because they could now identify themselves, that they had just disqualified themselves.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Made it all that way.
Right. Oh. Right. And again, we give them that tip ID number for a very good reason. They're given a tip ID and a password. Once the reward is eligible to them, they get pickup instructions, and with mm-hmm. that tip ID, they're also given a pickup ID mm-hmm. and that's those two numbers are the only thing that they need to get their cash. There's no checks involved, so nothing mm-hmm. is traced that way. No taxes.
Wow, so that is how it stays anonymous. As long as you keep it anonymous,
that's right.
With your tip, then there is and the process is in place.
Yeah, and of course, people get frustrated when they get disqualified, but that's how anonymous we try to keep this program, or the program is kept. So I get their frustrations, but it was to protect them and their identity. So that's just how it works. And it's very much, if you don't have that number, it's just not going to work for you.
So that's the most important thing you could do.
It really is. And they're in control of that. I tell a lot of people, after you collect your reward, if you want to down the line identify yourself as that tipster, then that is on you. However, I won't be able to offer you the protection. Then you're kind of identified yourself. And if someone's angry about that person, whatever their connection is to that person being captured and caught, you know, might put yourself in a little bit of a dangerous position. But as long as you cooperate and work the program and stay adhere to the rules, you're going to be fine. Nobody's going to know.
And so one more time, if people are just tuning in, yeah. there's a few different ways that
yes.
they can
Three.
Provide these anonymous tips.
Mm-hmm. They can call the 24-hour-a-day call center at 433-STOP or 7867. They can also upload the P3 app on their mobile device. It is available for iOS and Android. They can go online to p3tips.com, or they can go to the GulfCoastCrimeStoppers.org website itself, and in the right-hand corner, they can click on Submit a Tip. And it will walk you through the process. You're going to be given a tip ID and a password. Keep those.
I think we say that number. I think I repeat it in my sleep at night. 433-STOP. We say it so much, especially doing the Wheel of Fugitives.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it works. And yeah. I want everybody to know it does work. The only thing that I've not done since being the Crime Stopper Coordinator is solved a cold case. Cold cases, they go up. They pay more. Mm-hmm. Up to $5,000. So I definitely want people to look into our cold cases on our websites. You can view them on some on the sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. And it's worth it. Let's get justice for everybody.
So maybe you'll be the first cold case.
That would be wonderful. I would love to do that.
Well, thank you so much, ladies, for speaking to me with this morning.
Thank you.